fall?
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe we're trying to reinvent a wheel here, and perhaps the wheel we're coming up with has three sides to it. Triangular wheels don't work so well. One, there have been boards and committees of boards with the relationship of the PNB to the LSBs elsewhere. Surely people have run into this before, and surely people have spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours trying to figure out what to do. I think this needs to go to the Pacifica Council and ask, how do real people in the real world deal with this? On the other hand, I also think, perhaps, that the way the Pacifica bylaws are written, we may not have solutions that relate to the rest of the world. I understand the need for autonomy and the need for keeping things together and all of this, and it's all a conflict, and that part will always be a conflict. But I think we probably need to talk to a lawyer about how other people do this, determine if Pacifica could apply the same methods that others do, and then see if Pacifica can't apply those methods because the bylaws are written in a certain way. Decide, do we want to deal with the bylaws to make it so we can do things in a certain way? There are arguments on both sides of that, and there's also the problem of, this is Pacifica. We kind of don't like authority. We kind of, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, chaos is okay around here. We go with that. And so we also have to think of the institution itself. Are we all going to enjoy having serious authority and starting to look a different way, Pacifica? I don't know. I think this is a very large question, and I don't think a small answer will suffice. I will also say this. The idea of, getting mediation for the conflicts between groups of people in Pacifica, from my experience, not worth it.
Exactly.
People are fighting like mad, and there is no way to have mediation fix that.
We had time,
but I don't see mediation working. That's it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. We are at time, and I move that the governance committee seek advice of our general counsel on this matter.
Did
I miss something? Is there a motion already?
There isn't a motion on the floor. I wanted a discussion, and we've had it,
right.
And I will take it into account, and it'll certainly come up at the next meeting. I'll put it on the agenda.
Yeah. Well, should we take a vote on this? I'd like to get advice of counsel.
What do you want to vote on?
That the governance committee move that, or what do I want to say here? The governance committee seek out the advice of our general counsel on this matter. Period.
We have already actually. His advice was get an injunction.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. It was okay. Good.
Yeah.
Did he write it out, or was this just a talk? Could it be?
It was just talk.
Okay. Very good. Could you give us a 30-second thumbnail sketch?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't actually speaking to him. This is reported by Grace.
Thank you, George. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I would like, this is Chris. May I add one additional comment?
Sure.
We weren't talking about, as a disciplinary measure, expelling PMB members or removing them. We were talking about suspending their participation until their body that they represent comes into compliance.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think that would be a good...
I believe it's a violation of the bylaws.
So is defiance.
Exactly.
So it's breaking the rules, Charlie.
We were out of time.
We are out of time, I am sensitive to the fact that we have to look into the bylaws pretty carefully. It's not a removal, so it doesn't explicitly apply, and I think we probably need to talk to legal counsel about that also.
I was trying to make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time on this, but...
Time's up.
Let him make his motion, and we'll see if we want to vote or not.
We were out of time before he asked
to
recognize.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So I had just asked for a discussion, and whatever we do, the PNB has got to have to seriously consider this. I will use what I've heard tonight and sort of fold it into the conversation with the PNB. As our poll says, it's a big issue.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Are you going to make a motion to the PNB?
I haven't quite decided yet how to do it. I think we probably have to make a motion in order to focus the discussion, but
right.
I haven't really decided. Okay, let's go on to Sherna's. Sherna, you're...
Okay, it's long, so I hope everyone has read it so I don't have to read it. I guess I should for the benefit of the listeners. Motion on adherence to bylaws, policies, and past practices. Motion to require all members of the Pacifica Foundation, management, and governance to adhere strictly to the mission, the bylaws, and extant Pacifica policies and past practices unless until these are modified. Specifically, this includes requirements for governance to conduct executive sessions of governance meetings, including LSVs, only if and when properly noticed as for the bylaws, publicly post meeting announcements and draft agendas for all governance committee meetings 7 days in advance, conduct business in accordance with the roles, functions spelled out in the bylaws, including the obligation to remain within the defined purview of committees, apply interpretations / rulings on bylaws equally and fairly to all relevant cases, and for management to post both temporary and permanent positions, including the requisite background experience and skills required, and to vet the short list of candidates, consult with the PNB on all emergency appointments and, when appropriate, with the local LSB. Any parties who continue to violate the bylaws and or Pacifica policies and past practices shall be subject to disciplinary action by the PNB. Let me say a few things. I didn't spell out what the action is because I think, as with the previous issue, I think these are the kinds of things that have to get worked out. What are the disciplinary procedures that are available, that are just and fair and that are available within the bylaws? I'm extremely concerned about the ongoing, continuing violation by governance and management of the Pacifica Foundation. People have been appointed to interim positions with no searches, no vetting, no indication that they had the required skills and background and experience. That includes that once you have a paid position, you must do a search and post the requirements, vet people, and hire accordingly. This, to me, is one of the most egregious things. I know that recently, I hate to dump on KPFA again, but I know that recently KPFA apparently called an executive session without proper notice and was called on it. But, you know, folks, I think as our Paul pointed out, there's a lot of conflict in Pacifica. There always has been, and there probably always will be. However, we have developed a set of bylaws, as flawed as they are, and I'm the first to admit that they need a lot of changes. We have a set of policies, again, as flawed as they are. There they are, and there has to be a procedure for changing them if we're going to act otherwise. And we absolutely must start acting according to these things that are supposed to be guiding us and take action when they aren't. That is my motion.
Mr. Chair, could I just clarify something?
Yes.
It says, and for manager to post both temporary and permanent paid positions, right? Because you didn't.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you didn't read. Okay, thank you.
Sean Vistek.
Sean?
Yeah, there's nothing. This is kind of a nice thing. It has a lot of words, very little specifics, and there's nothing in here I would disagree to. I just think this is basically what we're already doing. Yes, some of us don't properly notice something or other, but I notice that on the whole, you know, 80-90% of the time, we're doing this. As for emergency appointments, yes, there have been some emergency appointments because of the critical situation that Pacifica finds itself in, but also as we did those critical appointments, there is right now and being conducted by our personnel committee searches for all these various positions. Everybody's following the law. Everybody's making sure that we have a proper procedure that vets all the candidates. So really, this is another one of those motions, and no offense to Schirner, we can disagree on this respectfully, but I think we are already doing this. There is no need for this. And it's so nebulous in the way it's laid out with no specifics that, I mean, you want to cause a war, yeah, put something like this in and let everybody fight over, you know, their interpretation of the Pacifica mission, their interpretation of the bylaws, because this lacks specificity and will lead to those kind of arguments. So I'm going to vote against it. Thank you.
Chris?
Chris, go ahead.
I believe that when a person becomes a candidate for the LSB, they, as part of the nominating procedures, they agree to be bound by the Pacifica mission. And I think that no matter what side or what faction you're on, everybody would think that they're abiding by the Pacifica mission and the other guys aren't.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I, you know, I have great concerns about the degree to which the author of this proposal complies with the Pacifica mission, although she would not agree. She would think that she perfectly well abides with the Pacifica mission, but it's the other guy that doesn't. So it's always going to be used as a hammer, and this is not, I think, constructive in any way, shape, or form, and is really part of, you know, giving ammunition to the factional struggle. And so I'm also going to oppose the motion.
Anybody else?
I would like to
respond
after.
We're going to let other people speak first, Shirna.
Yeah, I'm asking after you finish your stack, I'd like to respond.
Could our poll be on the stack?
Yes, Ted, then our poll.
This is Grace. Can I make a comment, too?
Yep, you're after our poll.
Who is this?
Grace.
Right.
Am I up, George?
You're up, Ted.
Okay, I think that this is a healthy conversation. I don't think we're going to resolve this tonight. There are three things that I would like to address that come under this. Number one is the subject of the proper vetting of candidates for positions. I think at some point in time this committee needs to get down to some specifics, especially when it comes to the hiring of general managers. I feel that we've run into a lot of the problems that we've run into within this foundation by limiting debate to 45 minutes, an hour, on the hiring of both executive.
Ted? Hello?
Okay, it looks like Ted has dropped off.
Paul? Is he there? Okay, okay. I thought I lost.
We'll put him back on when he comes on. R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. If we were having an in-person meeting, I would have raised a point of order and said this is out of order, the whole motion, because the motion boils down to we hereby say everybody should go by the rules. And, you know, that's, by Roberts, that's actually dilatory. You know, but I can understand where people will want to bring something like this up and say, you know, we should all follow the rules. I understand it, but I think it's mostly out of order, and again, it doesn't actually do anything. You know, saying everybody should comply with the rules is, I'll accept that, but it's. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't solve any problems. If anything, it brings up more problems because we'll argue about this and say, ah, somebody voted against following the rules, and you know, so it's like this Mandelbrot set that evolves into itself over and over again. You know, the finger pointing through 1,000 mirrors at each other. it does what it seeks to avoid. So I'll vote against it and be accused of voting against following the rules.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Let's give people a chance to speak here on the stack. Ted, are you back?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry I lost power.
You want to finish what you're saying?
It's a point of information, George. How much time is left on this?
6 minutes and 41 seconds.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ted?
Okay, so I lost power when I was talking about vetting the short list of candidates. So we need to come up with some protocols for vetting candidates. Number two is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules on meeting in executive session. At the very end of that, I think it's a six-page document, it says that stations should go above and beyond what is stated in these laws to try to maximize the public dissemination of information. I think we have gone through way too much in terms of going into executive session to discuss programming issues rather than personnel issues. And what I'm talking about is the difference between a programmer who steals money or is drunk or shows up late for work versus the appropriateness of a show. The last thing I would like to say, and I'm sorry, but I have to come back to the issue that we started our meeting with tonight, and I was asked earlier to point out what page and what line the procedure for operation in small boards is covered, but it's on page 470 of Robert's Rules of Order, line number 28, I think it is, where it says there is no limit to the number of times a member may speak to a question, and motions to close or limit debate generally should not be entertained. So if we're going to follow the rules, then we ought to start here. Grace?
I object to Grace being recognized.
I overrule your objection. She's quite entitled to speak. She's just not entitled to vote. Grace?
Say why I am objecting?
Yes.
She is one of the members of management who is violating, egregiously has been violating.
I'm sorry, that's not a valid objection. That's not a valid objection. Grace is entitled to be, as is any other member of the PMB, to listen to these.
Is she here as a member of the PMB, or is she here as a manager?
Well, I think we've just seen the real reason.
That is my ruling. That's the end of the story. Grace, you please say what you have to say.
Well, in the case of a manager who is going to be, this theoretical, who is going to be removed, it is wholly improper to do a public search for replacement, because that would telegraph the decision to dismiss a manager before the manager is noticed, her or himself. And so there is no ability to do an RFP.
And then you post the job.
It is for an interim position. So broadly advertising and doing a thorough search is part of the process. That's within the duties and powers of the local station board and of the national board.
Please, in the background, Nia, please.
In the case of yes, of course, it's the right and the duty of local station boards that have interim management, whether it's the PD or general manager, it's up to those boards to do thorough searches with public RFPs or broadly promoted RFPs, and then to create a pool of candidates for either the GM in the case of a PD selection or the ED in case of a GM selection. And that is the right and duty of the local station boards. And, of course, on the PMB level,
It is the right and duty of the personnel committee at this point to conduct a thorough search and hire a permanent executive director, permanent CFO. So that is, I don't see how you can hire, do an open search if you're going to, if there's any chance that you're going to dismiss somebody. And if you're going to do a thorough open search and in an emergency where you have to have management, you can't just wait 4 months or so, whatever it takes, to do a thorough search and leave a station without a general manager. It's just not tenable. You have to put somebody in that position. So I don't, you know, we have to look at reality here. But it's up to the local board to do the searches that are mandated in the bylaws.
Okay. I want to say something to the motion as myself, which is that I'm going to vote against it for the reasons pretty much that have been said. It isn't specific enough to be really actionable, and in a sense, in sort of proclaiming you all should be following the bylaws, it implies you're not. There are certainly instances where that's the case, but to make a resolution like this, it seems to me is a bit insulting. So I'm going to vote against it. Sherna, you want to respond?
Yes. People are focusing on the bylaws. What I specifically have in here is bylaws, extant Pacifica policies, and past practices. That, and in terms of what some of Grace said, I'm not saying that you do a search in advance, but when you have a position, you do not make an emergency appointment without a stated set of requirements in terms of background and skill, and whoever is put in place meets those requirements. That is Pacifica policy for how we employ people. And that is
time.
Followed.
Time.
Okay. Let's go to a vote on this.
Wait a second. I have proposed an amendment.
Right out.
Yeah, wait, time. Yeah, wait,
yeah,
time.
I didn't recognize you, Chris.
Let's just take the vote.
Let's just vote on this. Arpo, would you take the roll?
Okay, give me a second. Okay, on the motion. Let me scroll it down here. On the motion.
On the motion.
Be a Betty Otto.
Be a Betty Otto. Yes, it gets better than nothing, yes.
Wesley Bethune? Christopher Condon?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert? Sherna Gluck?
Yes.
Roger Kilgour? Luzette King?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? No. Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg? Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
Abstain.
Okay, I have 1, 2 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, motion fails. We have, I believe, 10 minutes. And that's exactly what we had scheduled for Nia's motion. So, Nia, it hasn't been made yet. Would you tell us what it is?
I will try and stay on as long as I can here, but I may have to go off.
Well, thank you, Sherna. We'll have a quorum if you leave, so it's not really critical.
And that was 10 minutes, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
For Nia's motion, thank you.
Yes, Nia, what is your motion?
Okay. Hold on a second. I just sent it. Oh, sugar. Did folks get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I
won't start the clock till you motivate it, Nia.
What did you say?
I won't start the clock till you start to motivate it.
Yeah, hold on a second. But now I can't even find it on my own thing here now. Hold on a second. I am so sorry.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
whether it has been sent or not, for the sake of those people who may be listening on the stream and of those of us who do not have access to a computer, I would hope that she would read it just as the previous maker of the motion did.
Okay.
I'd suggest you do that, Neil.
Yes, I find it now. There's a lot of noise. I don't know what all the noise is. But this is, the subject is the motion on qualifications to sit on PNB. I have a lot of background noise here myself. Whereas policies of the Pacifica Foundation concerning its governance need to be applied in a fair and even-handed manner, and whereas Campbell Johnson, a listener delegate, has been repeatedly denied a seat on the Pacifica National Board, PNB, though elected by the majority of the delegates of WPFW, due to PNB's adopted requirement that he must have served 365 days on the LSB at the time of election to the PNB. And whereas Sean Casey O'Brien, a staff delegate from KPFK, has been seated on the PNB while failing to meet the identical 365-day stricture, be it resolved that the PNB Governance Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a consistent application of policy in this matter, either by immediately, 1, rescinding the motion directing the seating of Billy Ray Edwards as director for PFW, and 2, seating Campbell Johnson immediately as director from WPFW, or unseating Sean Casey O'Brien as director from KPFK for no longer being qualified according to the PNB policy.
Jack.
Thank you. This is a dilatory motion.
Jack.
Completely out of order. Mr. Chairman, if you'd like me to illuminate that, I'd be happy to.
Okay, I take that as a point of order that the motion is dilatory. Why is it dilatory?
Well, it's dilatory because, for number one, just to go to Robert's Rules of Order, I was seated on the PNB and Mr. Campbell was not, and as my violation amounted to 3 days, allegedly 3 days, and his amounted to 4 months, that's a qualitatively and a quantitatively big difference there. Now, according to Robert's Rules of Order, you know, if a violation or a question of order is to be raised, it must be raised promptly at the time of the breach occurs.
That's correct. That is correct.
Right.
And as far as your election is concerned,
it's moot.
It's completely moot. That's correct.
Thank you.
Stack, Chris Conn.
I'm going to allow the discussion on the motion.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, that's why, if it's moot, why are we discussing it?
Well...
can I ask for a clarification?
Yes.
I'm not understanding why it's moot. This committee voted that 1 year means...
Well, I'll explain why.
65 days.
That's correct.
So,
and I'll explain why.
Either that was out of order.
The objection for an election has to be made before the election's completed. If it's not, the objection is moot. Unless there's a continuing breach, which is not the case in this case, there was a criterion which could have been applied at the time. It wasn't. If you don't do it then, you don't get a chance to do it later. So in Sean's case, the issue is moot. The question of Campbell's election was raised at the time before he was seated on the PNB, and so. That was a timely intervention in the election, and so it was appropriate. Now, as far as continuing to discuss this motion, I guess the way it's posed, the two things are joined together in a way which I don't see any way to separate it. So I'm going to agree with Sean that this is in fact dilatory. That's my ruling. People can challenge that if they wish.
I'm not challenging, but I think there's some inaccurate information there that went out to the public that needs to be clarified.
Well, let's speak.
Ian.
Well, if we're going to, in order to clarify,
okay,
we have to discuss the motion.
I'll go by you. I'll go by your ruling, Chair. I'll deal with it elsewhere.
That's right.
I really think it's important for us to have this discussion. I tell you why. Because you ruled this out of order.
I'm sorry. She's arguing against it being out of order. Go ahead.
I apologize.
Chair, has there been an appeal to the ruling of the chair made?
Well, I assume that's what Nia's doing. Is that not the case?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't have to be argumentative, and it doesn't have to be a quorum. If we're the governance committee, I think we should be able to discuss these things honestly.
Point of information, is she appealing the ruling of the chair?
Well, are you, Nia?
I said yes when you answered our poll.
Is it seconded?
Right, so let's go to the vote.
Well, let her defend her position, please.
Okay.
Nia, go ahead.
Okay, so I really think that to just shut down, you know, the debate, I think that we should have the debate. But it's quite troubling to me that in January that we knew, you know, and it's nothing personal against Sean, I just want to make that crystal clear, that, it gives a bad perception. If we knew that then, George, you know, and you were the chair pro tem about Sean, I think we should have been honest enough to have said that or see Chamber. Did you get what I'm saying?
Of information?
Well, I certainly didn't know it. And if someone doesn't raise it at the time, again, the point is after the election, it cannot be raised again. So that's
point of information.
Yes.
Since we're talking about consistency here, does this motion also apply to my colleague, Leslie?
Are we discussing the motion or not?
Let's not get into the discussion. The point of order was that it's dilatory. We've had the argument that it isn't. Let's just go to a vote on the point of order.
Has it been seconded?
George, can I say something?
Let's move to the vote, Chair.
I'm sorry. Look, Sherna, go say something. Say something.
Because you all who are on the PNB have been talking about this for a while. Those of us who aren't are not as informed, and obviously neither are the listeners and others tuned into the stream. I believe that legal advice needs to be sought if this is dilatory or not. I don't think that we can.
This is dilatory according to Robert's rules of order.
Sean, please let me handle it.
So I think that advice needs to be sought if this is dilatory or not. Otherwise, it seems patently unfair.
I want you to read.
Sean, please.
I apologize. I'm being unfairly attacked here, Mr. Chair. Point of privilege. If the good member would read Robert's Rules of Order, page 243, starting at line 18, it will all be clear to her. If the alleged breach isn't caught at the time it occurs, then the point of order is too late. This is out of question. We should shut it down. The ruling of the chair has been challenged.
Yeah, let me say the following. I would have loved to have had the discussion. However, I'm fully empowered to make a motion on whether something's in order, and the body can sustain me or not, and we don't need to get legal opinion about that.
And let's move to the vote.
In fact, I've already made it. I think Sean is correct. It is dilatory for the reasons we've said. Let's go to the vote on that. Arpaul, would you call the roll?
Okay.
And the vote is?
To uphold the chair is a yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is an appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Right.
Yes, uphold the ruling of the chair, and
yes.
No, overturns the ruling of the chair.
And the ruling of the chair is?
What?
The ruling of the chair is that the motion is dilatory.
Okay.
All right. Nia Bediako.
I said no. Sean should have been honest and said something
right here. Wesley Bethune, Christopher Condon.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Brian Edwards Tiekert. Sharna Gluck.
Abstain.
Bodra Kilgour. Lizette King.
Yes, to uphold.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
I'll attempt to take a motion to adjourn. We're out of time. We don't need a motion to adjourn. We're out of time.
So much.
Thank you all. Thank you all for your participation.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
When is the next meeting?
The third Thursday of the month.
Very good. Good night, George.
Good night.
Good night.